As we prepare for Shabbat, Parshat Zohar, and of course, the wonderful Yom Kippur Purim, which is about to come. And so, let us begin with a word on Parshat Zohar. Here, I was delighted to see a part in the Ayala Fashachar from Rav Steinman. And in order to appreciate my delight, I have to first review something that Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in Emes LeYaakov on Parshas Vayechi. Rav Yaakov was fond of saying that it's unusual that there's no Hebrew word for brain. Mayach, not the Hebrew terminology for brain, which we find already in Derusha Baal Peh, that word is used, is not found in Derusha B'Shai. And at one time Rav Yaakov said that he thinks the word lev, which is translated typically as heart, is actually a reference to the brain. So we find very often expressions regarding the heart that have to do with wisdom. Say the libeinu bina love and lahafil. That means that's actually a reference not to the heart, but to the brain. This is Rav Yaakov's thought, and the precious Rosanna on the pasuk b'chol levavcho b'chol nafshecho. Rav Yaakov explained that as well. Say tefillin on neged halev. Rav Yaakov explains the means of tefillin shel reish, which are by the head. Now this always disturbed me because, while it makes a lot of sense that in many places the word lev seems to refer to the heart, nevertheless there are many other places where it seems to refer to the emotion, not to the brain. The rach of the samach b'levi, Aaron will see you and rejoice in his heart. But the idea of leiv chaymei, the heart has jealousy. It's not the intelligence that has jealousy, it's the emotion that has that jealousy. And therefore this Rav Yaakov remains something of a mystery. I had heard many years ago that Rav Yaakov sought to make a distinction between the word leiv and levav, saying that leiv could mean heart, chol levav v'chah could mean seichel. But it's not what he's brought to say, for apparently it was not his mustard. I've got part of her jacket. In this week's parasha, on the prophet Kol Chacham Leiv, Rav Steinman writes independently the same effect. He says he believes that the word Leiv is a reference to the seat of intelligence, the brain, that the brain is referred to in Tanakh as Leiv, as we find Chacham Leiv, as we believe in Edomina. However, he does go on to add another Nakuda, which helps us with the places that seem to be contradictory, that seem to say Leiv is part. And Rav Steinman is a kash. He says, how can you say about the brain when Aaron HaKohen goes towards Moshe Rabbeinu and Parsha Shemot? Karen Dali is the perfect place for Rav Steinman. He will feel and rejoice in his Leiv. And Rashi says that Schaas are doing this. He got to wear the chayshen, which is alalei. He got to wear the chayshen, which is on the heart. Now, the chayshen is certainly not worn on the head, it's worn on the chest, it's the heart. And therefore, says Rav Steinman, we seem to see that leiv refers to heart. And for Rav Steinman, the word leiv actually means the central point. As it said in Parshas Yisrael, ad leiv hashamayim, or in Mishlei, Delphina the Lave Yam. The boat travels in the midst of the ocean. So that lave actually doesn't refer specifically to the intellect, brain, nor specifically to the heart, the emotion. It can be used for either one. Because the word lave is a reference to the essence of the person. And it's true, you can be conveyed, naturally, of two things, of emotion and intellect. That is the human being, that's what differentiates the human being from all other animals. And therefore, lave can apply to both. Of course, it refers to that aver, that limb which pumps blood, because that too is the center of the human being. It's what provides the blood, pumps it all over the body. So here, chacham lave means a chacham who has wisdom, wisdom being deposited in the lave. And here we have a definition of Yaakov, which makes his Havana understandable. Leiv is used to refer to the brain, it's used to refer to emotion, it's even used to refer to the Aver, which pumps the to Abbas. Let us move on to a Purim thought. Purim is coming. So let's have what Rishi Bart and what Lofik Bart. Derej Rosh is a Gra. Well, it's Rosh. It's more technical. But in fact, he spoke about Laid, which is a word. The Gra here is going on a word. Akasha Alti Me'ez Hashem Oysa Anakesh. You can request it with the word Shayel or with the word Akasha. We find in the Megillah, interestingly, that Esther, in her discussion with Ahasuerus at the Mishnah Hayayin, uses both expressions. He says, but it's a plus, he says, three times. He says, Batan Esther, Batayman, Sheva Sil, Bakasha Si. Later, Esther says, Tinasan Li Nafshi, Bisheva Si, Ba'amiba Bakasha Si. And Ahasuerus, in his reply, says, Ma Sheva Sech, Batinasan Laf. Two things, Sheila and Akasha. What is the difference? Sheila is one who borrows. You say a person who borrows an item, all the benefit is his, that's why he's chayiv, even in Einstein. When you're Shael, you ask for something to yourself, for your personal request, your personal want, your personal need. When one asks, requests something for himself, that will show you. When someone requests things for other people, even if he's included, but he requests things for others, that's called a bakosha. As it says, Hamavakish Rachmim al Chaveirai, who then Afkila. One who asks for mercy for his friend, he himself is answered first. Excellent. He himself is answered first. Bakosha. But he asked, getting back to the Megillah, it's very beautiful. Achashverosh's reply is expressed as, Ma she'elosech v'tinasein loch. What is the yinasein loch? Ma she'elosech v'tinasein loch. What is your request to yourself? It will be given loch to you. Uma b'koshosech v'tinasein loch v'tinasein. What is your bakasha? That's not for you. It doesn't say to say off to Lacha. What is your bakasha for others? And to say off, the Shere says, I'll make sure it gets done. What is the reply? The reply of Esther is, he not say, he not say, he not say, the ani bitakasha si. Give me my life because of my request. And my people because of my bakasha. For myself, that's nafshi, is b'shein l'si. However, ani is b'bakasha si. Absolutely beautiful, uptight, just taich of words. Typical of the gra. However, this gra is brought with an added knach. I believe it's Rav's own addition to this yisod of the gra. And what he says is the following. It's here when we have the pasuk, Achashalti Me'ez Hashem, Isar Vakesh. There's one thing I request from God that I request. What does that mean? Achashalti Me'ez Hashem. There are things that I want, Loshit Shiva, that I want for myself, from God. Isar Vakesh. I'm not going to ask it for my own good. I'm going to ask it for the greater good. Shifti Me'ez Hashem, Koyime Chayai. People want a lot of things. People want new cars. People want lots of money. People want food to eat. That's Sheila. Instead of asking for yourself, always try to ask for others. Especially the Klein Hashemah. Try to ask for the Kavod Hashemah. You want to be a Talmud Chacham? Request that there should be more Torah in the world and you should be zeichet to be part of that additional Torah in the world. Achashalti Me'ez Hashem. I saw Avakesh. The Maral, the Sibba Vaita Perek Beis, explains that the Yisrael of Davening is to request for Tvayin Hashem, to pray a request for the greater covenant of Klal Yisrael. That is really the Yisrael of all Davening. Now, the Shachayim says a similar thing in his explanation of Tzillah. When we have the call to Daven, to Daven for things, he explains that Tvayin Yisrael is Tvayin Hashem. So, al-Kopana, we have here both a Muslim vibes, an understanding of how to daven, and a technical vibe, an understanding of the word she'ela, the word bakasha. And it's typical of these things. If you take these verses to other places, you will find that it fits. It fits in numerous places, it fits all over the place. I'd like to end with what I would call a halacha. It's actually a Rebbe Hanan Iksubis. And that Rebbe Hanan Iksubis is talking about a technical idea which seems to have no shaykhus to the begilim. Let me tell you what bothers Rebbe Hanan. The Rambam says that if someone comes to you and says to you, Chalila, someone comes to a Jew and says, I'll turn up my desire, I'll kill you. We know we're obligated to give our lives rather than to bow to another desire. Nevertheless, let's say a person failed in Messiah. He failed. He chose to bow to Rabbi desire and not be killed. The Rambam says he's not Chayim Yisetez. Why is he not Chayim Yisetez? Because he was an Ibis. And even though he should have given his life, he violated the rules of Kiddush Hashem. But nevertheless, he's not Chayim Yisetez. Then there's another rabbi. The rabbi says that if someone is ill, he's not supposed to be healed with the fruits of an Asherah tree. And that is because the rabbi maintains that even if it's right with Avay Dezara, if you have a Bali Ava, even secondary items that have to do with Avay Dezara, just with the fruit of an Asherah tree, this is also Yahari Bali Ava. Here the rabbi says that if someone did eat from the fruit of the Asherah tree, here the Rambam says that he is indeed Chayiv Malkus. This is a contradiction. What's the difference if someone points a gun to him and forces him to be Eved Avodah Zarah? In which case he is not Chayiv and Einish. And a case where a person has to take a fruit to save his life, and he is Chayiv and Einish. This is Rabbi Chana. When Esther went to Ahasuerus, she said, as a consequence of my going to Ahasuerus to save the Jewish people, I'll be prohibited to my husband. And that's because she now considered herself a Ravai, going willingly. For 1 minute. She actually had been with Ahasuerus for many years earlier. And she understood she's not prohibited to her husband because she's an Inus. She's going against her will because of Sakana. If so, why now is she also to her husband? Now she's going for a second of Klai Yisrael to save Klai Yisrael. She's also an Ibis. Says Rav Chanan, we see from the Rambam the Yisrael. The Yisrael is, and even if a person is an onus in the Siba, in the reason he's going to do something, nevertheless, if he chooses to do it to save himself, that's called Ratz. In other words, we did make a distinction between someone who's an Einus in the Maisa Aveira, which is an Einus Gomor, and someone who's an Einus in the Siva, in the reason he's doing it. What I mean to say is this. For the previous years, Esther lived with Ahasuerus, not Einus. In the act itself, she was compelled, she was forced. This time, in the act itself, she wasn't compelled. She didn't have to go to him. She was going to him to save Klal Yisrael. And the act was something she chose willingly, in order to save Klal Yisrael, and there, although she's allowed to do it and obligated to do it, nevertheless, she doesn't have a din einus in the act itself. With this, as Rav Chanan, we can answer the Rambam. Someone forces someone to do the act of bowing to Avodah Zarah, bang. It's an einus, no einus. If someone, however, is ill and chooses to use the fruit of the Asherah tree to get a refuah, the act is the rotzen. And here, he does receive knowledge. This is Rabbi Chanan decide at the beginning of Sukkot on the Gemara of Midrash Nebu died in Stali. This is something you can look at. Here is Rabbi Chanan. I always add to this that the Mishnah Berura, the godless of the Mishnah Berura, that there's teeth of omniscient, innocent words. It's in the Reish Nalim. How is it a contradiction? It's theorem to use the test and test. We learn in Simmer Reish Nalim that if someone forces food in down your throat, you don't make a bracha before you eat it. And we also learn that if someone is ill and it's a sakana and he has to eat food, which he may not even like, he makes a bracha. The Taz says, why? When someone forces it down a person's throat, he's an Imus, he doesn't make a bracha. when someone's ill and he's eating it against his will, he's also an Inus. He doesn't make a bracha. Why do we say that he does make a bracha in the case of refuah? And then the Mishabura innocently makes the distinction that Rav Hanan makes. The distinction between a person who's doing the act against his will does not make a bracha. Someone who chooses to do the act, get a refuah, who does? And so with this little piece of lamdus, I wish a wonderful Purim to all of you. I certainly hope you will join me on Purim night, Tzoy Shabbos, for a Baba Malka, some dancing in Simcha. I plan to say a shir at 9:15 for 15 minutes till 9:30, and subsequently the wash of Baba Malka, dance, I mean the Tavneach, which is Yeshua Yisrael, and Prophet Yisrael, with the fact that cry Yisrael, the glass that come together, and say, I hope to see you all.